This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They're going to pause giving the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine for the moment. The CDC and the FDA are recommending this. Here's our Sagar Magani.
In a joint statement, the FDA and CDC say they're investigating reports of potentially dangerous blood clots in six women up to 2 weeks after they were given the single-shot vaccine. While regulators investigate, federal distribution channels will pause the use of the J&J vaccine. States and other providers are expected to do the same. The pause will not affect the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. More than 6.8 million of the J&J shots have already been administered, the vast majority with no or mild side effects. Johnson & Johnson says it's aware of the blood clot reports, but that no link has been established with the vaccine itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This morning, the mayor of a Minneapolis suburb is speaking out after police and protesters clashed overnight for the second night in a row. An officer shot and killed a black man in Brooklyn Center Sunday, apparently mistaking a handgun for a taser, says the police chief. This morning, Mayor Mike Elliott of Brooklyn Center says,
"We've seen this far too many times where a young black man or woman is, pulled over and by police or encounters police, and they end up dead. And what these young people who are protesting are asking is, when will this stop?"
Mayor Mike Elliott of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, he was on the Today Show. A new AP poll finds that most Americans have weathered the pandemic financially, but about 38 million say they're worse off now than before the outbreak began. About 55% say their finances are about the same now as a year ago. This is AP News. George Floyd's brother testified in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused in his death.
He's the younger brother in the family.
Philonis O'Neill Floyd.
He testified he looked up to his big brother, and George Floyd looked out for him.
He used to make the best banana mayonnaise sandwiches, and he used to make syrup sandwiches, because George couldn't cook.
The prosecution showed Philonis Floyd a picture of his mother with a young boy.
That's my oldest brother, George. I miss both of them.
Also, Dr. Jonathan Rich, a cardiology expert, echoed earlier witnesses testifying it wasn't a drug overdose or a heart condition that killed George Floyd.
It was truly the prone restraint and positional restraints that led to his asphyxiation.
Tape from Court TV. I'm Ed Donahue.
The defense puts on its case beginning today. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.